time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now.
Get lost.
Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. I'm in a reclining position, as you can see. Check this out. This is not a TV position.
Look how relaxed you are.
Look at your feet up on the thing.
I got my legs on the console. I'm laying back in the chair. I moved the microphone right to my mouth.
It's like you're literally in a rocking chair now.
I am. I'm chilling out for this Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. Let's kick it.
That series showed us one thing, and that is Ben Simmons is not ready for prime time. The Celtics and Brad Stevens, all they did was take away his passing lanes. It wasn't giving him the dribble up the middle. Drive up the middle, and he fell apart. It killed us every single time. Until Ben Simmons learns how to shoot a jump shot, we are not going to go anywhere with him.
I can't disagree with you. For him to be a better rounded player, listen, he still impacted the game, and they won 52 games, all right? So he controlled a lot of their season. But in the playoffs, some shortcomings were definitely exposed, and it's up to him to realize it.
Mikey Miss, if the Celtics are set for the future and beat the Sixers without their best two players, can we call the process a failure?
Process is not over. Fultz is part of the process. Simmons and Embiid are part of the process, and they have to improve their games. So, no, the process is not over.
Players are paid to win games. Coaches are paid to win close games. And Brett Brown just didn't get the job done. Is he the right man for the job? I don't know, Mike.
Well, I don't know. If Brett Brown had a go-to guy who can make a basket when they needed it, then maybe you're right about it. But since he is hampered with a lack of talent that way, I can't blame Brett Brown.
The following vocalization is a demonstration of what the Philadelphia athlete and sports fan does best.
Hey, we should have won it. You know what? The Rats were against that. We didn't get the call. The coach stinks.
Dallas Cowboy fan hurting that the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Garen freaking teed.
How'd those Mavericks do this season? Dallas fan?
I'm just guessing that's a Dallas fan.
No, he's probably not. And he's also probably a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
And a Yankees fan. And
yeah, that you know, that's beneath me.
The Sixers got out-coached, out-drafted, out-hustled, out-experienced, and out-shot. That all being said, the better team won, but I believe this opens up the path for LeBron to come here, Mike.
Yeah, I wish I could see it that way. I see just the opposite. As I think LeBron watched the same thing we did and said, you know what, they're not as close as I thought.
I'm very disappointed in the game last night. Among the other things that your other listeners have said, I cannot believe that Ben Simmons cannot shoot. I mean, if you're 10 feet away from the basket and you can't shoot and make a shot once in a while, what kind of a basketball player are you? I mean, if he's emulating LeBron James, it's not even close.
Well, he's got to learn to do that, to develop that skill. It's not like he can't shoot. You see a stroke for the foul line. I mean, he's not the greatest free throw shooter, but he did make some last night. He made two in a row in a clutch spot. The stroke is okay. The elbow has to be tucked in a little more. He shoots it in practice. I know he shoots it in practice. I've seen it. It's just a matter of him getting over, you know, get over the fear of shooting it. That's what it is. It's the fear of shooting it. It's the fear of doing something you don't think you do as well as other things.
I hope Joel spends the summer with a big man in his ear who teaches him how to play in the post, including footwork. Horford can get anywhere on the court he wants to easily, and Joel really struggles to do so.
Horford's 40 pounds lighter than Embiid, so it's a little easier for him to do it. But I agree. I saw better footwork in Embiid earlier in the season. It seems like he got his feet, his legs seem real heavy in the postseason. And, you know, losing weight, getting in better shape, all that stuff's got to factor in next year.
Mike, I'm rooting for Boston against Cleveland.
simply because I think that if LeBron loses, that'll give him more of an itch to get out of Cleveland. Whereas if he advances to the finals, he might say, I don't need to go anywhere. I'm just going to stay here. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you 100%. You have to be a Celtic fan. You have to root. I am in a precarious situation of rooting against LeBron in order to obtain LeBron.
Sixers up 2. Under a minute to go. JJ wide open for 3. Clank. Are you kidding me? 22 mil. And you missed that three. That would have been the dagger setting up game 6 tomorrow night. JJ, I love you, but you came up so, so small.
I guess you forgot about the 12th floater that T.J. McConnell missed.
Well, T.J. only makes 1.6. 23 million.
And a 12-footer and a 23-footer. Which one's a lot better percentage in?
No, T.J. has to make that shot, too.
Of course he does.
The only silver lining I can think of is the Sixers didn't push the Celtics to a Game 7, which means that the Celtics are going into the Eastern Conference Finals but won't be completely worn out. What that means is there's a chance the Celtics could beat the Cavaliers, and then LeBron realizes he's playing with a bunch of mutts and takes another look at the Sixers in the offseason.
Well, that's the second call we had. Supports that premise, and I agree with you. I think that Sixer fans need to root for Boston to beat Cleveland in order to enhance the chance to get LeBron James.
I have an idea. Let's send Embiid and Simmons to Villanova so they can work with Jay Wright. I've never seen professional players that do not know how to finish around the rim, use the backboard, come to a jump stop. None of them do it. Send Covington too, and whoever.
Well, in the NBA, you need to be athletic to do that. And the Sixers have Redick and Bellinelli and Ilyasova and Covington, all four that shoot three-point shots that aren't athletic to get to that spot where they can make the jump stop and make a mid-range jumper. Close down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.